This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door fence.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where should we begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, our Bruins last night struggled a bit. They lost to the Florida Panthers 6-4. One of the guys, though, who was willing to throw down was Trent Frederick. He tried to go with Matthew Tkachuk. That didn't end up working out. And it was apparently Tkachuk's fault. Here is what Trent Frederick said after the game.
You went right at Tkachuk right at the start of the game. Get the gloves on. Were you surprised that he took that route?
Because he said yeah, and he didn't. So it's kind of hard when someone says. He actually asked me because I was asking him, and he didn't. So it's hard to read that. But
he was trying to suck you into dropping the gloves.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know people did that. I think that's kind of it's a little disrespectful to the game.
He's annoying.
Tkachuk is such a coward. I hate him.
He was jawing with Pasternak last night, trying to get him. I don't know what he wants. I mean, and it's not like the Bruins were backing down. It's not like those guys were backing down. Like, he's, you know, aggressive and mm-hmm. Full hardo trying to get guys to go, and
right.
Then he doesn't go with them.
Yeah, he's not ready for that.
It feels similar to when the Patriots just constantly dominated the Steelers
right.
with Tom Brady. Like, they just, in every situation, they just owned the Steelers. And, like, I just feel like Florida owns the Bruins right now.
They do.
It's not a great feeling.
I was in such a hockey mood after the game, and I ended up turning on Youngblood. That's how much of a hockey mood I was in.
Well, I mean, could
have watched Utah Hockey Club.
I know. How about that, huh? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I expected that the first period, the Panthers were going to be fired up about the banner, but I didn't. The Bruins were never really in that game. Every time they got a couple goals away from them, they let them score another one.
I thought it was nice. Did you see the Panthers? They gave each of the six people that went to their Stanley Cup parade a ring.
But Greg, like, I thought the Bruins had momentum, right? Like, after they scored the shorthanded goal, made it 2-1, I was like, okay, here we go. Now mm-hmm. we're gonna have a hockey game. And then Korpisalo let in that easy one, and it was all over.
Well, that's because didn't McAvoy get blown by on that?
Well, McAvoy took the body like he's supposed to, and Korpisalo came off his line. Like, that was an easy save.
Yeah, but in that situation, I get the save should have been easy, but you're not supposed to let a guy get a shot off when you have a good angle on
him. He barely was able to flick it at the net.
Yeah. Come on.
Also, and I said it earlier, but those of us who have played intense over 40 hockey action like I did for decades in Westboro know that somebody runs your goaltender.
Yep.
And you're Brandon Carlo. You don't stand there looking for a call.
Right.
You go and you do whatever you possibly can physically to Bennett. And like the
you
fact
drop
that
the
he's
mitts.
Yeah.
Greg loved doing that.
Curtis, you dropped the mitts, am I right?
I mean, you got to throw. I mean, if you're going to touch my tender, I'm going to go and touch you.
Right. Your mitts were small, but you'd throw them.
He's standing there with his arms out looking for a call from the ref.
But that's Carlo. Isn't that him? He's never been that kind of an enforcer.
It doesn't matter, though. Like,
that's why they went and got Zadorov.
Right.
It's your goaltender, though. Yeah. That should
maybe he thought Korpisalo sucked, and he said, maybe you're helping us.
No doubt in my mind that Greg's the guy on the ice who's like, hold me back.
Totally.
No one is.
You're lucky I'm wearing glasses.
Well, at least he's showing that, but I think that's what Greg's saying.
Greg had to get
back.
You got
to show that a little bit, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I did have to wear my glasses on the ice.
Did you ever get into a fight on the ice? As a
100%.
Former
no
Bear League player?
Yes, of course I did.
There is not.
No
wow.
shit. Not a yelling fight.
I guarantee you that Jay Riley or any of those guys that played with me on...
He can only name one.
I don't even think I can say the name of our hockey club on the air.
All right.
Oh, well, that's
I think
good.
I've said it before, but it's probably inappropriate. Any of those guys will call and tell you that I would throw when necessary.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
There's chance in hell.
That also as a over a 40 Bear League hockey player, there are a lot of fights that generally happen. So I've never gotten one.
I could picture Jay Riley getting in one, but Greg the Enforcer Hill.
Oh, it's pretty impressive, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, credit for that.
I was the rare animal that is a goon.
Oh, and a player.
And got some points.
They don't make those no more, Greg.
Put the puck in the net.
Yeah, they don't make those no more.
I would camp out. Right. I would, just like Cam Neely. You know how Cam Neely, he used to call it his office right in front of the goaltender, right in front of the net?
Yeah.
I called it the same thing, my office.
And I bet you did.
Did you think Cam took it from you?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Scheim?
Next, let's pivot over to football. So yesterday, Adam Schefter was on with WEEI's afternoon show with Arcan and Hart and was asked about if Bill Belichick would be interested in the Jets job, if the Jets would be interested in Bill Belichick. I know Wiggy has believed for months now that Belichick could end up as the Jets head coach. Here is what Adam Schefter said about that.
Bill Belichick's name is going to come up, and it's going to come up with most any place that has a head coach opening. So the first one to open this year is the New York Jets. I don't think that's how the Jets are thinking today, but where the Jets go at the end of the season, I think will be largely determined by the success that Jeff Ulbrich as the interim head coach. You know, also, I think he's going to be pretty selective about where he does and doesn't go. And I don't know how willing he would or wouldn't be to go to the Jets. I don't know if that's an organization that when he is looking to get back in, that he's thinking, there's the spot I want to go to. A team that has struggled to win, a team that's been unstable, a team that I resigned from before, a team that doesn't have a quarterback. But do you think that would be his number one option? I don't know.
Mm. So he is saying, I couldn't hear it, but he's saying
the plain guy was talking over him at the end there.
The Jets are not his number one option.
Correct. Because they don't have he specifically says they don't have a quarterback, assuming Aaron Rodgers might be done sooner than we think, maybe ? And that it's an organization that he's already been a part of before and then left immediately.
But I mean, Bill only needs like 13 wins, right? Is that the number?
I think it's 15.
Yeah, 13, 14, or 15.
So it's two seasons.
At least.
Two seasons. That's
depending on what team he joins, yeah.
Okay, but if he joins the Jets and Aaron Rodgers is there for two seasons, they get 8 wins a season. All day long.
And here's the thing about the Jets. We look at it, we go, their defense is good. They got talent on defense. They got offensive skill players. And then, and Rodgers get it. He's getting older. But Bill has said before, or at least the reports were, Michael Hawley wrote the book where Bill said, okay, I can win with top 15.
That was Ian O'Connor. But.
Ian O'Connor, right? I can win with a top 15 quarterback. What would be the best place to stick it to the Patriots?
The New York Jets.
Right.
Or the Buffalo Bills.
Right. So to set, and I think we all think, like, we all been around these guys. We know they're all petty. You don't think Bill might look and go, oh, I could go to the Jets, have a legitimate chance of winning, and stick it to the Patriots after the dynasty?
I think you would love that.
Oh, would love that. Would absolutely love that.
Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. So yesterday it was reported by Adam Schefter and Rap Sheet and others that Drake May would get the start on Sunday for the New England Patriots. Officially May Day. Well, there's one guy who stands firm that this is not a good idea. Wiggy's favorite guy, Dan Orlovsky, doesn't like this. Here is what Orlovsky said yesterday.
Absolutely not. This is a bad decision in New England. One, their offensive line is the worst pass-blocking offensive line in the NFL. Right now, it is the worst. Jacoby Brissett, who has been their starting quarterback, listen to this. He has been pressured on 47% of his drop-back passes. That 47% is the highest number for a quarterback since 2006. You want to take a rookie quarterback and set him up to struggle, put him behind this New England offensive line. On top of that, it's a bottom probably five or six group wide receiver-wise when it comes to getting open. Okay, so you guys know me. There's a couple things I always say. Young quarterbacks need to go play well and survive. They need to have a really good scheme and play caller. Alex Van Pelt, I like his scheme. There's been moments when he's shown to be a good play caller. Still unknown. Really good offensive line, really good skill players. Again, New England has at least two of those three missing. This is not the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The right choice.
Sorry, Dan. Rookie quarterbacks generally go to bad teams.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's how the draft works. So that offensive line, like, would you not say that that combo that they used last week looked much better than it has?
It looked far better. And Greg, I would like to clarify some of these pressure numbers because people just keep throwing them at you.
Yep.
Like it is all the offensive line's fault. Not the case. Phil Perry did a really good job of this. He charted all of the 18 pressures that happened on the 37 dropbacks this past Sunday. 9 of them happened in under 2.5 seconds. So half of them happened in under 2.5 seconds. But more than half of them happened in 3+ seconds. Just about half of them happened in 3+ seconds, which a lot of those plays, like Mark Sanchez aptly pointed out on the very first sack of the game, Jacoby Brissett's supposed to have the ball out. Like, it's supposed to be a quick drop back, one read, get the ball out, and he doesn't do it. He holds on to the football. So these pressure numbers are a mirage. They make it seem like this offensive line is the worst in football, when in reality, your quarterback holds on to the ball too damn long.
And Shime, for those of us who don't do 17 mocks.
Yeah, of course.
Primary advantage when it comes to Drake May v. Jacoby Brissett. Is it his ability to scramble and run? Is it his arm strength? What are the differences that make you have made you so enamored with Drake May?
I mean, his athleticism is far superior to that of Jacoby Brissett's. His arm talent is like worlds beyond what Jacoby Brissett is. And I think he also is a quick processor. Like, I think he understands it. So when he sees, okay, I have one read, hit my back foot, the ball can come out. He also is not afraid to sling the rock. Like, he will throw it down the field, down the sidelines. He will take chances that Jacoby Brissett will never take. And sometimes,
how many interceptions do you think he has on Sunday?
I think he'll probably have one.
Oh.
I don't think he had. It's not like some 3-interception game, but I mean, I think there's a chance he probably has one.
Selfishly, yeah. I am so happy because no matter what, we got a topic. Either May's great and we're off and running, we're cooking, yeah. Or he sucks and Shime is back in the cheese wheel.
Oh, but nah, even if he sucks, though, we're gonna give him we'll give him, no pun intended, we'll give him a pass.
Yeah, but we're gonna S on Shime.
Like, Caleb Williams looked like he was swimming in the deepest water possible in week 1, but by week 3, week 4, he has looked really, really good. And I kind of expect the same thing with Drake May, which is why I wish they started this process weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They should have had Drake May in there earlier, because by now he'd be humming on all cylinders.
Is this right? Texter says Brady, Burrows, Matt Stafford all sacked more than 100 times in their first 50 games. Pretty good careers, in my opinion.
Yeah, Drew Bledsoe got his butt kicked the first season.
Well, that's why I said Caleb Williams has been sacked 17 times, and Jacoby Brissett has been sacked 17 times. And I never hear Dan Orlowski saying, oh, you shouldn't play Caleb Williams because he's getting killed out there.
No, it's the right thing to do.
Of course it is.
And it's been the plan all along.
Absolutely. I've looked at the plan. I mean, this is exactly it.
The plan has been activated. It's May Day. And we're going to get to Courtney and to today's news next. Apparently, science has determined what the average adult's body count is. And apparently, you are all a bunch of horned-up floozies. So we will get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.